Here's what the numbers look like in the outside markets at this hour. September crude oil at $96.07 a barrel, $1.59 higher. The RBOB price of gasoline or wholesale at $2.70.09 a gallon, a penny and 3 cents higher. Ethanol futures up a penny and a tenth at $2.13 per gallon. And the spread between those two is 58 cents wide. That's just about a half cent wider than it was yesterday. Natural gas at $3.83.3, down 4.4, and diesel fuel at $2.82.5, just about 0.8 cents higher. Gold futures at $1,293.70, down $1.60. The U.S. dollar trading 82.2. is up 0.34 on the afternoon. Well, it is the time of the year that we kick in our weekly and evening Ag Outlook panels, and we have a whole slew of them scheduled starting next Tuesday in Sherman, Illinois, at the Farm Credit Illinois office. It'll just be Jonathan Kappas to talk about ARC and PLC and the farm program decision. I'll be there as well. And then on Wednesday the 27th, we'll be in Ashmore at the Seed Shed. Gary Schnitke, Wayne Nelson, and Jackie Vakes, and myself, all of these in the evening. You can find more on our website. We'll be in Mahomet and Lawrenceville and Tutopolis and Mount Vernon, Harrisburg, and Watsika. All of those are not quite up on the website yet, but if you check them out in the next 24 hours or so, you'll find an event near you. You can always give me a call at 217-333-7300 if you'd like to schedule one of our Ag Outlook panels, or just visit us at willag.org.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Leonard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgro seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Leonard Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Leonard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this 20th day of August, a Wednesday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. On the phone line to take up what happened in the agricultural markets for the day is Jackie Vakes. She's at Stuart Peterson from right here in Champaign County. Thanks for being with us, Jackie. What's top of the mind for you on your list this afternoon?
Well, there's a lot of things that I've been talking with guys about today, but primarily covering crop insurance prices for 2015 corn and beans. And when I look at the big picture, and a lot of guys are saying, well, I don't know exactly what I'm going to plant. I'm on the fence. Some guys are talking about increasing bean acres and reducing corn acres. And so that made me want to look at some things. And in the next 30 days, last year, we lost 36.5 cents on corn and 54 cents on beans. And by doing that, that sent me. So if you wait 30 days to decide, if we're going to compare, last year, when we even had a bigger question about whether we'd have a good crop or not, that's a potential risk for you. But then if you look at crop insurance between the high in August at 526.5 on the 26th of August, by the time that we got down to the February average of 462, we lost 64.5 cents. And we lost 83 cents on November 14 from that August 26 to 1136 on the February average. So, if something similar would happen this year, and you always have to think that there's a possibility of that, especially in light of where we're at, that would put us at 335.5 on December 15 corn and crop insurance and 967 on November beans. I just, in my heart of hearts, I truly believe that we have to be proactive, that we can't sit back. And, I've got guys that say, well, FSA numbers came in 1.5 million acres less on corn and on beans both. And, okay, so 1.5 million acres out of the northern part of the U.S. Basically says right away that we're going to raise the average. I don't think too many people are going to argue that we've got the potential for 170, and did some research and looked at the change from report to report, from the August to the September report, 50% of the time we went higher. If you just took the median, which was 1.4%, that would have taken us to 174 bushels. Well, I don't think that will happen on this report. So let's say 170 minus 1.5 million acres increases our corn production by 44 million bushels. And if we drop out 1.5 million acres of beans and we go to 46, because when you looked at the bean crop, from the August to the September, again, you had a 50% opportunity for an increase. 2.7 was the median, and so that would take us well above the 46 level. I decided that's probably too aggressive, so I just took 46. We would actually lower the crop production by 79 million, and we'd actually get in underneath that 400 million bushels, but that's still a huge carryout, Todd. So when you look at the big picture, it's just, as a risk manager, you have to be proactive, and you have to be looking at all of this and trying to keep it in context, take some of the emotion away, and say, okay, now let's couple this with the potential for the U.S. dollar. Hit a 12-month high today. We've got the Fed coming out. The minute they start squeaking about interest rates going up, the dollar will get stronger. And the overall picture, when you look in the, you know, you look to Europe and China and Japan, they're all talking about more stimulus. So if the dollar begins to rise, that's a good opportunity for them to come in and buy the dollar to protect themselves, too. So we have a lot of things going on in this marketplace.
When you consider that 44 million bushel change that you discussed, how much is it worth to the marketplace? And then can you translate that into protecting the crop insurance decision for the 2015? And I know they're different crop years, but they're related based on carryout.
Oh, there's no question that they're related. And, you know, if you look back when we talked about it the last time, you know, when I had done the if we actually saw the dollar go higher, and what would that do to us? Well, how would it react? Well, you know, when you saw the nearby corn go down $1.49, we saw the 15 corn go down $1.12.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't say 15. It was 9 and 10 back then.
Right.
But there definitely was a reaction, and it would imply that we would go down from 369. We closed at 367.5, so it's pretty close. $1.05 right now, 94 on next year's. You know, on beans, $1.86 and $1.13 on 015. Those are the kinds of things that are scary. And when you look at the actual numbers, and I know people will say, well, this is crazy, it can't happen, but, if you looked at how the futures reacted with a 7% increase, if we had a 7% increase, which could easily happen to us on the dollar, it would imply 264 for December 14 corn and 314 for 15 corn. 874 for beans, 850 for 15 beans. Those are numbers that are just too terrifying. And from an economic standpoint, absolutely require that a person does something to protect that risk.
And can you do it in a relatively inexpensive way?
Well, nothing's ever inexpensive. I mean, you know, when you come right down to it, you are definitely going to, if you're going to use options, which I certainly believe that options are not a bad way to go. Some guys are going to use futures. No problem there. I mean, you can quantify your risk on futures by buying a call against it. You know, and then you know exactly how much you can lose if the market does go up and you're still gaining at a cash market. It's a situation where if you're going to do options, you're probably going to do an option strategy where you're going to buy a put, maybe sell a put, and sell a call. Some guys will buy a put and sell two calls just to keep things wide open. Margin requirement is there for that, but it's turned out to be very, very worth it in the long run.
Jackie, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Thanks, Todd.
Jackie Vanks, of course, is with Stuart Peterson, joins us here on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report.